Hello again. Today's first reading from the book of 2 Maccabees tells the story of a family of seven sons and an unnamed mother who sacrificed their lives in the name of religious freedom. We hear how King Antiochus IV of the Seleucid Empire outlawed observance of Jewish holidays and worship. At that time, the Jewish believers were given the choice of either accommodating to the Hellenistic beliefs and customs of King Antiochus or face imprisonment and even death. When the family is arrested for breaking these laws, they are tortured by the king, who attempts to feed them swine flesh. The mother encourages her sons to refuse to obey the king, and all choose martyrdom. As we reflect upon these readings of Jewish martyrdom, suppose we try an Ignatian meditation. Let's imagine Jesus hearing about, reflecting upon the heroic stories of the seven sons and his mother. What might Jesus have thought? How might these seven sons each have inspired and served as models for Jesus? Besides considering Jesus the Jewish man, suppose we consider his Jewish mother. How might Mary have considered the heroic role which a mother of these seven sons displayed? There was this amazing mother, both pleading with the Antiochus and at the same time encouraging and supporting her sons. Might this woman served as a model for Mary? Now let's try a second thought experiment and bring this significant story from Scripture up to more recent times. Suppose we imagine being a Jewish man or woman during World War II who was being sent to a concentration camp. And reading today's famous biblical account of how the seven sons surrendered their lives. And picture the mother pleading for each son, for their lives, and at the same time encouraging them to persevere. How might a Jew at Auschwitz prepared and prayed over these words? Listen to her words. Quote, "I do not know how you came into existence in my womb. It was not I who gave you the breath of life. Nor was it I who set in order the elements of which each of you is composed. Therefore, since it is the Creator of the universe who shapes each man's beginning, as he brings about the origin of everything, he in his mercy will give you back both breath and life, because you now disregard yourselves for the sakes of his law." Unquote. Notice how this mother's pleading prayer suggests a reverence for her life in her womb, as well as a suggestion of the resurrection with her words, In his mercy, he will give you both breath and life. How profound this story must have been for those Jews who were put to death because they were Jews. Yes, the biblical story represents one of the more remarkable stories of martyrdom in the Bible. And within the Catholic tradition. Indeed, the seven sons and their mother are the only Old Testament figures formally canonized by the Church. Now let's try a third thought experiment and consider another story, a true story, the story of a Dutch Catholic family named Loeb is one such story, very close to our own modern-day Maccabees. A link to this story may be found next to today's homily link, as well as another link. The Loeb family story parallels in some way that of the Maccabean martyrs. The parents of the family, Ludwig and Jenny, were converts from Judaism to the Catholic faith in the early 1900s. They were baptized and married in the church, and then they were baptized, and they baptized and raised their eight children as fervent Catholics. So strong was the family's religious culture that six of their eight children entered religious life. Two were ordained priests, one became a religious brother, and three of the girls became nuns. It was perhaps a stroke of divine mercy that both parents died peacefully before Hitler began his persecution of Catholics in the Netherlands. The three boys remained in Cistercian religious communities in their home country, while the three sisters joined the Trappistine sisters in Belgium. They later transferred to a convent in the Netherlands, which turned out to be a fateful move. None of them escaped the eventual persecution by the Nazis. Pope Pius XII has received unfair criticism for allegedly being silent during the Holocaust while Jews were being killed in the concentration camps. But as the former Vatican nuncio to Germany, Pope Pius XII was well aware of what would happen when the Church spoke out to defend the Jews. The Netherlands provided a test case. In 1942, when the Dutch Catholic bishops issued a pastoral letter against the Nazi persecution of Jews, even more Jews were killed. In these situations, the Nazis targeted and retaliated against the Catholic Church by arresting all Catholics of Jewish origin who otherwise would have been protected from persecution. Some 300 clergy, religious and laity, were rounded up and shipped to concentration camps because of the bishop's pastoral letter. If Pius XII was silent, he was entirely faultless. It was a protective silence based on his realistic grasp of this murderous regime. The Jewish Catholic Loeb siblings were direct victims of this persecution. When the persecution began, the brothers had a chance to escape from their monastery and save their own lives, but they refused to do so because the Nazis threatened to kill 10 of their confreres in reprisal for every escape. None of them would subject those innocent men to certain death in order to save their lives. Finally, let us consider ourselves. While we may not be facing physical deaths because of our faith, we may need to recognize the temptations of giving into the false idols of our time. Will we be like the Maccabees and refuse to accommodate our beliefs? Will we be like Jesus and Mary and stand up for the principles of our religion? Can we identify with the Jewish victims of the Shoah or Holocaust, or the Christians such as the Loeb religious men and women, and confront the evils of our time? However and whenever, folks, we face such temptations and evils, we have the examples of these 7 heroic sons and their outstanding mother to give us courage to live the principles and values of our faith in God, a God who, like the mother, will not abandon us. Indeed, in his mercy, will give us back both breath and life into eternity.